Welcome back to another episode of Quarantine, a podcast made by Josie and
Mac.
I changed up the interview. I was going to say, wow, that was
a little switcheroo-ski there.
So, welcome back. We were obviously gone for the weekend as usual, so we can start by just giving you our little weekend update, anything we've been up to. I guess we'll talk about what we baked later, probably. Because did we get any dams or no?
We only got one.
Okay, so then, yeah, we'll talk about it now.
Yeah.
So, come on, guys. You need to bait. So
that's going to be the question again on Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be the challenge until you get a little more,
Yeah, so for baking, I made, with my mom, apple turnovers, which are basically literally just make, like, apple crust, like, apple pie, like, the crust for that. You make the dough, and then you spread it out with a rolling pin. You put apples in there, like skinned apples that have a little bit of cinnamon and sugar. Put them in the middle. Put the dough, fold the dough over. Put them in the oven, and they're really good. They're like mini apple pies. So, If you like apple pie, that's a great thing. And since my directions aren't very specific, you can obviously look it up. But that was a fun thing to do.
Yeah, my family and I yesterday made pizza. My mom made the dough from scratch. My mom and my sister, I should say. And she also made homemade pizza sauce, and we all made our own personal pizzas.
Yeah, that's a great activity.
I made a little bacon, sausage, onion, cheese, and then Jane, my sister, taught me a trick of cracking an egg on the pizza and letting it cook like that, and it's delicious.
That's really good.
She said that's what they did in Spain when she was over there, so.
That's awesome.
And then we did get one response. Catherine Colley baked lots and lots of bread.
Yeah, that's a common. I didn't actually bake any bread this weekend, but my mom has been baking a lot of bread lately, which is a good and a bad thing. Good for, because it tastes so good, but, you know, lots of carbs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's been, you know, that's, I always think that's a great activity. And if you don't have certain ingredients, a lot of ingredients can be substituted. So if you look up, like, what can I substitute for, like, for example, this is a little different, obviously, but I've been trying to be vegan. And so I would look up, like, I would just look up a regular recipe. What can I substitute for eggs? And then it's like this flax, you can use like flax seeds. Or something like that. And that's kind of a cool, like, literally there's lots of things
you can substitute. It works more than you think. I've done that before,
too. Like, if I'm, like, some things have, like, coconut sugar, and I'm, like, I don't have coconut sugar, substitute maple syrup. Like, mm-hmm. It's super easy. So, definitely try to do that. And get creative. We've been trying to cook lots of meals that, like, are based on the food we have at our house.
Yeah.
Because you can't go out and buy ingredients necessarily, so there's lots of things to do there.
It was also beautiful this weekend.
Yeah.
So we went for a rollerblade through, like, the nice houses.
Wasn't it? I feel like it was rainy on
Friday, but that's not the weekend.
A little bit on Saturday, though.
Oh, yeah. It did start bad on Saturday.
But then it got better. Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked to you already Friday, so you heard about that day. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we went rollerblading.
Saw Judge Judy's house and Jay Leno's house. Pretty cool.
Hey guys, if you want to be on our podcast, we know you're listening.
I know you search, when has my name been mentioned? So
yeah, so that's a good thing. Today I had school, but it finished up kind of early. This is gonna be a short week, because we don't have school on Thursday and Friday, but we'll obviously still do the podcast on those days. But so when school ended, Jane and I did a little weighted workout with weights. And as I always say, you can look up so many different ways to do that, like different reps and things to do. But it's super helpful having Jane around. And that's what I wanted to mention. If you're quarantining with someone or with a few people, if you can find someone who is a good workout partner, and this can be hard, I know, for some people, because some people, like, when they work out, it's their only time alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get that, obviously. But even if, like, I was thinking of an idea, like, if you were quarantining alone or with someone that you're like, I don't want to work out with, which I get. There's certain people, it's like, I love you, but I don't want to work out with you. Like, even just, like, talking to your friends, like, finding one friend who's also trying to get in shape and being like, let's make a plan. And then,
or
like,
let's
after...
let's FaceTime.
Yeah. Or even just be like, let's make the week plan. Or let's, like, plan to do this workout every week. And then we can, like, FaceTime and talk about it and be like, ooh, that was hard or whatever. I just think having someone else, whether it's someone you're quarantining with or someone else over FaceTime or whatever, really helps you reach your goals a little better. Mm-hmm. Because it can be so easy to just be like, ugh, today's my rest day every single day.
Yeah, so I was trying to work out with Josie's dad, like, every day, but I've kind of been skipping every now and then, you know? But it's because, like, I do, like, a rollerblade. My goal is just to do something every day.
Just something active.
So, like, when it's crappy out, I'm like, okay, I'll go do a workout. But when it's nice out, I'm like, okay, I'll just...
But yeah, that can help you with motivations a little bit. Today was really nice, so that was good because I just sat outside on the deck and read. And just being able to be outside is so good. Like, I'm so much happier today than I am on days when it's, like, raining.
Yeah, I just finished a book, so I might have to go through all the lists our subscribers gave us and find something good there.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll see. I'll let you know if I pick your book.
Yeah. Okay, so... Now for the Newport update.
We should talk about what Gina said.
So I was listening to the radio today, and Gina Raimondo was saying that they had a new announcement that was kind of like a exciting one, because it can be hard to, you know, come up with good news right now. But so they have at Twin River Casino in Lincoln, I believe it's in Lincoln. They have created a drive-through testing site, which you can book by appointment, and it's free, as are all test sites, and the results are given within 15 minutes. Now, this is crazy, because I haven't heard of that anywhere. I mean, I'm sure it's going on in other places, but I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And this is in association with CBS, like, it's a partnership, and this is the first state in America to do this thing, partnership with CBS. So that's really impressive.
Shout out to us.
Yeah. I think Georgia's starting it soon, too. But, and along with that, Rhode Island has some of the highest testing per capita in America. And I think that's just a cool thing to look at. And it's a way to make yourself feel a little safer. And so if you have any interest in this, you must be 18 or older. To go get tested at this test site in Lincoln. You should have serious symptoms. I mean, I don't think it's like you're going to go and be like, I have all these symptoms, and they're going to be like, but are they serious, you know? Just as long as you have some of the coronavirus symptoms. And they're hoping it's people who, like, have to go to work and leave the house every day.
Yeah.
So, like how we were talking about firefighters the other day, like, they could be going because they don't have a choice, like medical people, or even like, say you're the one person who has to work at a restaurant or whatever, because there are, like, just as long as you have to be going to work.
Yeah, the essential workers.
And so if you want to do this, you just go to cbs.com and you just make a reservation. And so the difference between this, like, speed site and the other sites is that you don't have to get approval from your doctor. So it's a great option. But then just to reiterate on the other test sites that are run by National Guard, there are sites at CCRI, RIC, and URI. And they're just as accurate, but they take a few days. And this is where a kid should go, people under 18. And for this one, you must call your doctor or for kids, pediatrician. So yeah, that's like the biggest update for Newport. And that's basically, I literally was listening to the radio and typing out notes. So that's all coming from Gina Raimondo.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. We're getting some tests, so hopefully everyone can
I think
get
it's
tested
good.
If they need it.
I think it's great that we're able to do that right now. I think that the more tests, the better, basically, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
our interview... Is that what you were okay saying?
Yeah.
Our interview is with Kit. We finally got a hold of him. Unfortunately, Josie was doing her rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And since Kit is on a significant time difference, we didn't want to make him stay up all night. So it's just me on the interview. So we're going to cut to that. And the audio is a little fishy.
Fishy?
At the end, it kind of started getting muffled. I haven't listened back to it, so I hope it's good, but...
So, just Bear in mind that, you know, he's in England, we're in America, there's not much we can do. So yeah,
it was a good interview though. Kit is awesome, so cut to that. Alright, so this is just Mac doing the interview since Josie had a rehearsal for the play and Kit's on a different time zone. So we didn't want to make him stay up all late like we did for our last interview. So I'm going to give Kit a call now and hopefully he picks up. Hey, what's up, Kit?
Not much, man.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. It's just me interviewing you because Josie has a virtual rehearsal right now, so.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So how you been? You're live right now on the podcast.
Yeah, I've been good. I mean, it's tough, but it's, you know, you just got to make do with what you got and, you know, make the most of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So for listeners who don't know, you want to just say how old you are, where you are right now?
So I'm Kit. I'm 16. I'm in the UK where I live and go to school in Berkshire. Yeah.
Nice. So how's the school work been? Are you online right now or what's going on with your school?
So currently I'm on holiday, so I would be on holiday now, so I don't have any remote work coming through, as it were, but we are moving to remote learning, and we did our last week of term on remote learning, which was an interesting experience, just getting used to how they're going to set work, and it's, you know, it's quite tough.
Yeah.
Because we had no like Zoom calls or Teams calls, so we had to do all our work ourselves. And first week back in 2 weeks now, I have exams, and no one knows how they're going to be run, but they're going ahead because those are for my predicted grades. So that's what my university offers are based on. I'm working quite hard for those, but it's not really much different than I would be.
Yeah, so you have exams right when you get off holiday?
Yeah. So when term starts, whether that's remotely or back at school, which is not looking likely, I'm going to be going first day and be got an exam at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's, you know.
Yeah, well, that's pretty crazy. So you don't even know yet if that's going to be online or if that's you're going back to school, like you don't.
We don't know how it's going to work. I reckon it's going to be online because a lot of the people at my school are overseas, so they won't fly in for exams, or they won't be able to get in.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I mean, chances are it's going to have to be over. It's going to have to be remote somehow, but no one really knows what's going to happen, and the school doesn't know either. So it's interesting.
It's a crazy time right now.
It's bad.
Yeah, you go to boarding school, right?
Yeah, I do. I board.
So is all your stuff still like at the dorm in school, or what's?
So I pretty much brought everything home, and I got set up in my room here. Yeah, most people left quite a lot of stuff at home, which now they're regretting because they can't get to it and they need it for revision or whatever. So it's, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, so you planned ahead thinking this was going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, best to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's it like in the UK right now? What's going on? Like, how's everyone reacting to the coronavirus?
It's a mixed bag, really. You get some people, I like to think like myself, who are taking it quite seriously, trying to stay away from as many people as possible and only leaving the house for an hour a day for exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got some people who aren't taking it seriously, which is somewhat annoying because the longer that people keep on going outside, the longer this is going to last. But what's really been great about England is we've had the Queen's address last night, which was really good. And we've also got a lot of people who have volunteered to help the National Health Service, mm-hmm. public health, tackle coronavirus, which is really good. And it's like, it's nice to see my peers and other Brits going and helping out where they can.
Yeah, kind of coming together.
Yeah.
Nice. I was actually going to ask you about the Queen's speech. I wasn't able to watch it. So you said it was good? Like, you thought it was...
It was really good. Yeah, I think... people have different opinion on the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Different opinions. But I think she's really good. She's very clearly well-learned. And, I mean, it gives us, like... She was... Her speech was really good at, like, putting everyone at ease and getting people to rally together and, like, tackle it. And what's really impressive is that, you know, she's been through a lot, and I think that really rubs off in her speech. She knows how to deal with things, and she knows how to... she has a good idea on what's the best way to do things, mm-hmm. as many people think they do. And it's, you know, it's just nice to have, it doesn't happen very often. These addresses happen once a year and then never more, really. So it's, you know, it's nice to have a familiar figure talking about what's happening.
Because
usually as scientists, because no one can relate to them. But in a strange way, the Queen is more relatable than an ordinary scientist because everyone recognizes her.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. So are you guys in, like, a lockdown right now, official lockdown, or is it...
I mean, it's the same it's been for a week or so now, where if you don't have to go outside, then don't. Apart from key health workers and key workers, you can go out for exercise. You're meant to just stay at home and keep as little contact as you can. As I said, some people aren't taking it very seriously, so I am, and many other people are expecting it to get a lot tougher and a lot, so the lockdown to be enforced a lot harder. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's just strange.
It is bizarre. I mean, the fact that you're all the way over there and dealing with pretty much the same stuff we are over here just shows you how serious. I'm assuming, like, restaurants and everything are closed over there, or?
Yeah, I think you can still...
And get, like, takeout and stuff, but...
Get takeout, but, yeah. I mean, everything now, so deliveries, what will happen is if you have a delivery, they'll bring your doorbell or something, knock on your door, and then you don't have to sign for anything, and they'll just leave it outside, so you can leave it out for a couple of hours and take it in when you're ready and put it in a safe place away from everything else. Leave it there for 3 days just to be safe, and then you can open it. Takeout, obviously, that's different, but they're just trying to put in as many measures as possible to minimize human contact for the moment.
Yeah, right on. All right, well, thanks, Kit. Appreciate you coming on. Good luck with your exams. Hopefully we can see you soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Yep,
thank
later, you. Man.
Yep. See you.
See you. Okay, so the audio kind of cut off a little bit there at the end. I had a couple more questions, but I hope you guys could hear that pretty well. So once Josie's done with their rehearsal, we'll get back to it. All right.
Alrighty. I'm sure that was a good interview with Kit. I'm excited to hear it. I'm sad that I couldn't talk to him because I haven't seen him in a while. But
yeah, it's always nice to talk to Kit. It was a pretty good interview. The sound at the end did get a little muffled, I think. But it was interesting to hear his perspective, you know, a teenager over there in England and just what he's going through, very similar to what we're going through.
Yeah, it is funny because it all, like, we've talked to people all over, and it's kind of all different yet the same in the sense that it's, like, just staying home, it's getting bad, like.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. But
it was actually interesting. He has exams right when he gets back, and he doesn't even know if they're online or not yet. So that's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's really hard. And over in England, the exams matter actually
a lot,
even more.
Yeah,
because it's like getting into college. It's like directly correlated in what college you get into. But so what else? Oh, so did he like the Queen's speech or no?
Yeah, he said he had very positive words for the Queen. So
she seems to be doing well. I watched it and I thought she presented herself very well. All right, so we're going to move on to questions. This is on conversationstartersworld.com. And the first question is going to be, do you think that aliens exist?
Yes, unequivocally, I believe aliens exist. The universe is so big, there's no way we're the only only planet with life.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, when you say alien, like, a first comes to mind is, like, a green, like,
yeah,
body.
Yeah, it might not be a green coming, but yeah. I think there's definitely aliens.
And even, I mean, there's organisms on other planets, I'm sure. But I wonder if there's, like, a whole, like, it's so, it could be so, like, it would not be that crazy if there was a whole nother, like, literal world like ours. Obviously, it wouldn't be exactly the same.
Yeah, but
Like, there's so many universe. Space is huge. But just to think, like, there could be some form of life, like, going on and living their lives, it's, like, it's weird. When I start thinking about that, I get too deep, and I'm like, what is going on?
You can get lost in thought, but I definitely think it's, what else we got here? Maybe we should start picking these out before.
But
we don't like to think about our answer, you know? We like you here to hear a genuine first time hearing the question is the first time we hear it, you know? That didn't really sound how I wanted to, but whatever.
This is kind of a funny one. If your job gave you a surprise 3-day break to rest and recuperate, what would you do in those 3 days?
Well, we were on a surprise, like, 3-month break.
But let's pretend, actually, okay, let's do this. What would be, like, your go-to perfect day if, you know, none of this is going on? Like, we get out of quarantine, they're like, there's zero chance of you getting coronavirus. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Well, so it really depends on, like, the season. If it's winter, my perfect day is the pond's frozen and I can just skate all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then hop in the hot tub, have a beer after. That's like, summertime, just go down to Gooseberry and hang out down there all day. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty much, right now, I don't know, my perfect day, do something fun.
Rollerblade. Yeah, that's the thing. At least, like, it's not, that's why I'm worried, like, if this does happen in the summer, like, and we can't go to the beach, that's when it'll get, like, more, like, worse to handle. Yeah. I mean, okay.
I might sound insensitive here.
I am very aware that this is a terrible thing, and the least of our worries is whether, like, I have a good summer or not. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, I know, like, the coronavirus is not a good thing, and we shouldn't be complaining, like, oh. Like, we're very lucky,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we're just trying to make a podcast here, so.
Well, what would be your ideal day?
My ideal day, I'm a big food person, so I think, like, a good meal. I think I'd go to Harvest for breakfast. Shout out Harvest.
Harvest is doing takeaway meals, too, and it looks fire.
Oh, really?
Doing, like, prepared meals.
Actually, I was asked to work, but
quick plug
Harvest. I said I didn't think I could do it because, you know, I have severe anxiety. And I live with my grandpa. Anyways, so what was I? Oh, I would get an acai bowl. And then I would probably just, like, I love picnics. So I'd say I go on a picnic. Like, I like a sunny day and a picnic.
Yeah.
Did you find one?
I don't know. I kind of think this one's interesting.
Okay. Which celebrity do you think is the most down to earth?
So I will say this. I think any hockey player, they aren't really celebrities, but they're very down to earth.
But
in terms of like super big A-list celebrities, Paul Rudd to me seems like just like a normal guy who like would just walk around and be absolutely normal.
That's good.
And Anna Kendrick, I'm convinced if she walked into like a bar or something and sat next to me, we would fall in love. So
Anna Kendrick. How old is she?
Oh, she's like at least 10 years older than me. But
oh, 10 years.
Age is but a number.
Yeah. I think that Billie Eilish seems pretty like chill.
Yeah, she's out there though.
Yeah, she's like wacky, but like she's quirky. But like I'm quirky, but like she's normal. I feel like they're all normal. Like I feel like, but it's no, just
there
hard.
Are some who are like okay.
I think like. It depends, because I feel like a lot of them probably put on, like, when they're in public, they have to put on a persona. But, like, if you, like, got to talking to them, like, Taylor Swift, I feel like she's, like, pretty, like, down to earth, like, as a person. But I don't know, like, if she goes in public, she's so famous, she might have to act a certain way.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. It's people who are famous, but just kind of, like, Bill Murray is another person you hear so many stories about, who just, like, I've heard stories of him just, like, bartending at a bar. And he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Like, so.
And that's, just to bring this back to what this podcast is actually about, I think seeing all these celebrities, like, in quarantine, it's, like, kind of, I don't know, it's weird. Because it's just, like, oh, like, that is one of the things that makes me, like, wow, this is serious.
But like, it's also, at times, like, I've seen, like, celebrities be like, oh, this is so hard. Well, they're posting from their house that has a movie theater, a pool, and a basketball court. And it's
how
hard?
I know what you mean. But
I also saw a tweet that was kind of messed up, but also kind of funny. It was like, wow, these celebrities must hate actually having to hang out with their kids for so long. And I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, it's probably a reality shock. I'm sure some of them love it. But, well, I was thinking, like, this is going so many different directions, but, like, some couples, like, I feel like they have a routine down where it's, like, we don't, like, we both have jobs, so we see each other a certain amount. Like, that's perfect for us. Like, they can be in love, but it's, like, we're not spending every second. Like, this is testing relationships.
Yeah.
In an unhealthy way. I don't think it's any, it's relation, like, people might be, like, if you can't survive this with your significant other, then you guys weren't meant to be, but it's, like, I don't think this is healthy for anyone.
Or, like, the people who've been dating for, like, 3 months and are now forced to live together, and it's like, oh man,
yeah,
maybe I don't really
like
you,
they just
but
moved
I'm stuck.
In together. Yeah, so
yeah.
So we're gonna do
quickly find
a
quotes,
quick
I suppose.
Quote,
another
and
thing that
then,
we should do beforehand
after the quote. We're going to leave.
We're going to start getting even a little more prepared for this.
I lost my notebook. I usually have a notebook that makes me feel at least a little bit.
All right. Well, okay. I have my quote. So it's from the late, great Robin Williams. You're only given a little spark of madness. And if you lose that, what have you got? I don't know. He's just a legend. Seems good. Seems fitable. So I'm going to do it.
Trust the timing of your life. Just ride this out because everything happens for a reason. Shiboritabala.com. That was the website.
That was
okay.
Stay safe.